Today we want to talk about the battle of the mind. Now tell me how many of you deal on a consistent basis with a mind that you feel like you can't turn off? Like you feel like you've got these struggles and these stresses that just overwhelm you from time to time. Some of us may even be losing sleep. We'll have these nervous panic attacks and this anxiety that just overwhelms us to the point that some of us can't even talk about anxiety because then we start feeling like we're gonna have some sort of anxiety attack. Like that used to be me personally. You couldn't talk about anxiety around me. My hands would tingle up, my face would go numb, my heart would beat through my chest, I would start freaking out, and I would immediately think that I was dying, and there was nothing that you could tell me different, because when you're in that situation, I might hear about 5% of what you're saying, and really, honestly, there's no way to sympathize. There's no way to find empathy. There's no way to even kind of make sense of it to anyone that hasn't explained it or hasn't been through it. Rather, it's hard to explain to others that haven't experienced that type of overwhelming sense of helplessness. Sometimes we just get so consumed within our mind that our mind starts controlling us instead of us controlling our mind, and it puts us in a situation of despair, and we feel like there's nothing that we can do. Sometimes we have these just thoughts that consume our mind that keep us up at night, and some of us, we tend to argue back and forth with these, and it seems like the more we fight, the deeper it grows roots, and the deeper it grows roots, the harder it is for us to stand up against it, fighting these bouts of depression and things of this nature. Now, a worldly mind will tell you that there's labels of this. This is anxiety. This is a panic attack. This is depression. And I'm not knocking anything. I'm not knocking modern medicine. I'm not knocking doctors. I'm not even knocking medication to a certain degree. But what I'm telling you, in a spiritual mind, what you're dealing with is sin nature. What you're dealing with is a force that is the enemy that seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. That is hard to explain to a carnal mind, but in a spiritual mind, when you have the Holy Spirit indwelling within you, you understand that these are forces that are not of God, and that we are to take all thoughts captive and to submit them into an obedience of Christ. That perfect love casts out all fear. And the fear that's overwhelming you, the fear that's leading you to these attacks, these panic attacks, these anxiety attacks, it's this fear of death. It's this fear that is a sense of overwhelming despair. It's a sense of helplessness. And what I'm trying to tell you is when you understand that you're on a sure foundation, when you replace fear with faith, it eliminates any power that fear could ever have over you. You're removing a nail with a nail. And you do this through faith and by having a sense of understanding that God is in ultimate control. Now, people are going to point and counterpoint and argue back and forth. I'm sure that there's Christians that still take medication for anxiety and things of that nature, and they will argue me face to face, but I'm telling you, I don't know a single person that felt as bad as I felt, went through what I went through in the way that I went through it, and can sit here and tell me free of any type of medication, me free of any type of experiences, though they still come. It's not that they don't go away. It's the fact that I can strongly identify that that's not of God, that that's of sin nature, that that's of the enemy, and that's not of Christ, and that perfect love casts out all fear, and that if I bring my thoughts into submission and obedience to Christ, that is in me is stronger than the world, than the world. And through the power of affirmations, I'm blessed to be able to speak life over myself. That it causes the enemy to run. It causes that fear and that anxiety and that depression to go away. When I realize who's in ultimate control, when the devil points you to your sin, you point him to your Savior. Now, there's other people that are dealing with this outside of the spirit that are still in the carnal mind, and they're caught up, and they're just being overrun by these forces that are essentially creating bondage. And Christ came to set the captives free. He came to take us out of bondage. But if you don't know Christ, you're going to go and you're going to resort to that pill every time. You're not going to resort to willpower. You're not going to resort to the word of God. And you're going to find yourself caught up continuously in bondage. And some of you might not want to hear this, and that's okay. You can just turn the message off. What I'm here to say today is that this has been going on since the beginning of time, since Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, since sin nature has came into the world. The power of death has overwhelmed man until the finished works of Jesus Christ. Until you have the Holy Spirit indwelling within you, you're not going to understand exactly what it is that I'm saying. There was a point in time, if you will still listen, it speaks about it all the way through Scripture. But there was a point in time where Christ laid his life down, and the place was called Golgotha, which means the skull. I'm saying this as symbolism to let you know that the battle is in your mind. On one side, there was a man who asked for forgiveness, and Christ said that he would be with him in paradise that very day. And on the other side, there was a mocker. What I'm saying is there's a spiritual way to live life through repentance and a fully surrendered, submissive life to Christ. And then there's another carnal mind that is in rebellion against God. And as long as your mind is in rebellion, you stand in the wrath of God. You stand in the wake of destruction that's coming, the righteousness that is going to come and inherit the earth when he makes everything new, when he makes heaven and earth new. What I'm saying is if you don't have your name written into the book of life, you are standing in the wrath of God. You are making yourself open and an easy target for the enemy to be able to attack you. I was at a low point in my life, the lowest of low. And I mean, to a point you can be transparent, but you can't be transparent with everyone. But what I'm saying is I was in a place where I couldn't get out of bed. I was in a place where I was arguing and fighting things that wasn't my battle, because the victory and the battle belongs to the Lord. And through selfish and self-centered effort, I was trying to bring myself out of bondage. And the harder I would swim, the further I would sink, the more that I would try, the more I was entangled in chains, the more that I tried myself effort, I was controlled by something that was not of me, and there was nothing that was taking me out of that except for the finished works of Jesus Christ. On that cross, he put to death the power of sin and death. He came and he set the captives free, that we would have trouble in this world, but take hope into him that he has overcome the world, that is in us is stronger than the world, that he gives us a sense of power and understanding, a renewed mind, a renewed spirit, a blessing that we can stand on. And what I'm saying is when you're under these attacks, some of us have built our houses on the shore, on the sand, and when the wind and the torrents come and the waves beat against that house, it is broken and it goes into shambles and it is shattered. It is not because of poor craftsmanship. It's poor placement of where you chose to build your house. And what I'm saying is that house is your mind and your choice and your belief system. And if you're building that on sand, you are going to be in ruins when that storm comes. But for those that are built on the solid foundation and the finished works of Jesus Christ, they are going to be overwhelmed with a sense of security that the Lord is their refuge, that they dwell in the shadow of the Most High, that no harm will come to their tent, that they are protected. Some of you today have to come to an end of yourself. You've got to go places that your mind can't fit, that only your heart can take you. Your heart will take you to places that your mind won't fit. When you're walking by faith, you're walking by faith in this sense of hope for things that are unseen. And these things that are unseen allow you to abide in this rest and this comfort that is only given to you by the finished works of Jesus Christ. So I take you back to that cross, that on that cross, it speaks that the battle is in our mind, that those that find repentance are going to be in paradise, and those that continue to mock are going to reap the destruction and the wrath of God that's coming in these last days. at the end. Death, Hades, the earth, the ocean is going to give up its dead, and there's going to be a book that's open. And if your name's not written in that book, you're not going to inherit eternal life. And I'm telling you right now, there's such freedom in the power of the name of Christ. There's such freedom in surrendering your life to the Lord. If you're experiencing any of this depression, this anxiety, this angst, this overwhelming sense of bondage, I'm just telling you, get on your knees. Submit yourself in reverent fear to the Lord and say, if you are who you say you are, if this in this word of God is real, if this New Testament is what I'm supposed to abide by, this is the living word of God, then reveal yourself to me in such a way that I will understand and I will dedicate and surrender my life fully to you. I've never met an individual that has truly prayed that prayer in faith, surrendered their life to the Lord, got into the word of God, and didn't see their life change in a radical way. I'm watching. I'm literally, number one, a living representation of it. There's not many of you that don't know my past. There's not many of you that can't see that there has been a stark contrast from death to life, from dark to light. You can see by the fruit that I bear is not through my works. It's not for me as if it's something I can boast, but they are a byproduct of a renewed mind and a fully surrendered heart, a fully surrendered life to Christ. It's not me, it's him working through me. And I'm telling you, we all have the ability to have that power, to have that understanding, to have that insight, that revelation, that knowledge. If we come to a full submission to him, he will get rid of that bondage. He will get rid of that anxiety. And I'm not telling you it's going to happen overnight. I'm not telling you you're going to pray a magic little prayer and you're going to rub, you know, the Bible like it's a genie in the lamp and he's just going to grant your wishes free. But I'm telling you, through walking through obedience to Christ, you are going to see a life-changing, just all-surpassing sense of just blessing and understanding and comfort through the Holy Spirit. You today have the option to be set free from panic attacks, from anxiety, from depression. It is by your faith that it be done to you. So you can argue, you can rebuke it, and I'm telling you, that's literally your faith. You can sit there and go tit for tat and point and counterpoint and come up with any type of carnal mind or spiritual mind rooted with this watered down perversion of a carnal mind. You can just be purely thought that it's not going to happen for you, and guess what? It's not going to happen. But for those that have faith that it will, I'm telling you, if you give it to Christ, if you lay it at the foot of the cross, it's going to dissipate. It will disappear in his time. He will work all things for the good of those who love him. You have been predestined to be adopted into sonship. You are a handcrafted masterpiece. There is none like you before, none like you are after. You have specific giftings and talents that the Lord has blessed you with, and he wants you to walk in those. But you can, if you're so stuck on yourself that you continue to have these bouts with the carnal mind to the degree that it is setting you into bondage to where you aren't building your house on a solid foundation, but you're built on the sand. Today, I plead for your soul. Please, please, please take a moment out of your day and say, God, if you are who you say you are, I'm ready to surrender my life, to be done with my ways, to take your ways and implement them into my life. I believe that you can set me free. I believe that I should be focused on you. I believe that your sacrifice through Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and none come to the Father except through him. I accept Christ and his sacrifice as an atonement for my sins, that they've been thrown as far from east to west, that anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. I accept that today. And if you don't remember anything I just said, you just go, God, let your will be done in my life. I give you my life completely. I'm yours. God, let your will be done in my life. I completely surrender my life to your will. Make your word make sense to me. Let me get in this. Let me abide in this. Put your word and plant it in me so so that I can walk free of bondage, so I can be a living representative of love, so I can walk free. And since you've set me free, I can set others free. I'm here to tell you today, you don't have to deal with that bondage. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to deal with those attacks. I'm here to tell you that when they come, you can, through the power of God, speak life over death. You can literally walk as an ambassador, as the way, the truth, and the life has shown us. And you will be set free. When I gave my life to Christ, I had anxiety like crazy. It took about 3 years for me to come to an end of myself, to be rooted in his word so much that it actually went away. Now I'm able to talk to people with the same type of depression, the same type of anxiety, to the same type of degrees that I had it. And I'm able to speak life to them. And they're starting to come to an understanding and a realization that this is bigger than themselves. That this is something that is at war for them, that they are so loved and they are just fearfully and wonderfully made. That God is long suffering, hoping that we all come to repentance. And so when they see that and they see that they have a purpose and a passion and something to live for, something to die for, they start to understand that it's a life that you give completely surrendered to the Lord. And that when you're walking in that, you'll see that, yeah, that thing still exists. The devil is still present. Those symptoms may still come up and rise. But when you start speaking life over them, you're removing a nail with a nail. When death shows up knocking, you speak life, it's got to go. When you take a light switch that's turned off in a dark room and you turn that light switch on, light comes on and the darkness goes away. So you got to understand, darkness isn't a thing. It's just the absence of light. Cold really ain't a thing. It's just the absence of heat. But focus back on that. It's the light. When you're in that dark place, when you turn that light on, that is the power of God through the Holy Spirit. Light will fill that room. I'm praying for each and every one of you that you find insight, that you come and you lay your burdens down at the foot of the cross, and that you live for Christ. And I'm telling you, it's not going to happen overnight. Maybe for you it will. For me, it took 3 years of being rooted in the word and completely trying to come to an end of myself because I was extremely stubborn. But when I finally, after 3 years or something, I was sitting there and all the symptoms came up and I wouldn't even go in public and I wouldn't talk to people. I wouldn't drive. I wouldn't sit in a movie theater. I was literally in so much bondage that I was literally sitting in a house and I wouldn't leave my room. I wouldn't go and I wouldn't walk. I wouldn't do anything. I was so caught up in anxiety and fear that I actually went out to eat with my wife and I was sitting there and God spoke to me. You take it or leave it, I don't care. But God spoke to me. Every part of anxiety came up in me and I was about to have just this full-blown anxiety attack at this very nice dinner and it overwhelmed me and I felt every sense of it and it stopped and I heard a voice and he said, "Do you know what that is? That's anxiety." He said, "And I'm taking that from you today." And since then, I've identified certain symptoms that would lead up to it. I've had little inklings of things happen, but I have never had that full-blown crazy attack like I used to have. And oftentimes when I realize and I'm feeling those symptoms, it's because I'm focused on self and I'm being selfish instead of selfless. I'm focused on self instead of the word of God. I'm not speaking affirmations over my life and I'm not speaking the word of God into existence and giving it a presence and power over my life. What I'm doing is allowing my mind to race and focus on things that it shouldn't. I love each and every one of you, and I hope that you'll today take the time to just say, "God, I'm here. You created me. If you are who you say you are, show me who you are through your word." Today anxiety can leave. Today depression can leave. Today this fear and bondage, you can be set free from it. I believe that. I believe it can happen in one day for you. For me, it took 3 years. And if not, it doesn't mean to lose hope or lose faith. It just means stay rooted in the word of God. Continue to speak life over yourself. Continue to walk as a representative of love and to be a servant. I love you guys.